The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back. Another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. Hoop-ball.com, hoop-ball.com. Go over there, check it out, get familiar, join the family. We have 3 different individualized premium packages. We have an abundance of free content, lots of health and news blurbs on the side, tons of basketball news, lots of fantasy basketball news, rankings, drops, tools. All of our hoopball tools have got me one game out of first place in my league. And to be honest, y'all, this is only my second year playing fantasy basketball. I feel like I've been playing it years. The way I'm able to look at the waiver wire, the trades I'm able to comfortably deny or accept, it's all thanks to Hoopball. So y'all should go check that out. The Fantasy Pass, the DFS Pass. Shout out to our DFS guys over there. Then, of course, there's the wager pass, $9.99, 33 cents a day. You get plays from me, Dan, Brew, got Eric and Troy. We're bringing on some golf and NHL professionals. Genesis Invitational's coming up in our golf pro that we are we're trying them out. You know, it's like a little tryout. But, you know, he did really great with his first golf event of the year. Went 3-1-1, I think it was. He's got Cantlay at minus 150 to win against Mororanka today in the first matchup. So just a sneak peek. He's playing 3 units on it. But that's all over in the Discord. The golf plays right now, all in the Discord. So you got to be premium to get that stuff. Like I said, $9.99 a month. What English was that? $9.99 a month. 33 cents a day. We're going to help you profit. I promise. You'll win that money back really soon. So go over there. Check it out. Hoop-ball.com. Don't forget about our show sponsors. Got two of them. Let's talk about both of them. Manscaped.com. First and foremost, you go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. You can get free shipping, 20% off. You're going to also receive some really great products. Weed Whacker just came out to take care of your ear and nose hair issues. Got beard balms, oils, ointments, hair scrub for men, shampoo, conditioner, razors, care kits, you name it. Underwear. We'll use HOOPBALL20. Get your free shipping and discount on said wonderful items by Manscaped.com. Manscaped, go get your lawn mowed. And also, mybookie.ag. Y'all hear me harp about them all the time. A lot of people talking. Bovado is trending on Twitter, and not for a good reason. We haven't seen mybookie do that. Use promo code HOOPBALL over at mybookie. You're going to get up to $1,000, 50% match on your initial deposit. Of course, my favorite part, the customer service. It's always there if you need it. It's very prompt, and they make things right. If, and I say this very loudly and largely, if they mess up, which is once every seven blue moons, they take care of you. They give you free play. They're nice. They're patient. They're prompt. Mybookie.ag. Go over there. Use promo code HOOPBALL. Let them know we sent you. Get that deposit bonus. And ooh la la. Enjoy the fun times. Mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Today's going to be a little bit different of a show. Purely college basketball again. You know what to expect whenever I'm on the microphone. Besides the point, NBA slate is just kind of almost non-existent. College basketball slate's super heavy today for the simple fact that we had a lot of those postponements. There's been some weather here in the Midwest. Texas has been getting hit real hard. Oklahoma, you know, I think we got, I'm looking at my window right now, looking at my neighbor's storm cellar. There's a good roller. So a good foot of snow accumulated on his storm cellar. We got hit. We got some snow, y'all. Lots of power outages. So for those of you maybe experiencing some of that, you may not be listening to this podcast because your power's out. But if you are at this juncture or at a future juncture, our thoughts here at HOOPBALL are with you. Stay warm. Stay safe. Be patient. The sun will shine. The sun will shine. It's actually shining right now this morning at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. It's going to be 50 degrees here in a few days whenever it was minus 15 2 days ago. Gotta love the Midwest. Gotta love Oklahoma. Who doesn't love a state that's shaped like a cooking pot? Who doesn't love a state that's shaped like something you cook food in? Like, come on. Our dirt is red. We have crazy weather. That's about it, actually. That's about it. Lots of casinos. Lots of casinos. Lots of trailer parks. We love our flea markets. Anyways, didn't start hit and record on this just to talk about Oklahoma, of course. Today's going to be a fun show. I'm excited for it. I'm going to do a little bit different. A little bit different approach. I'm going to call this Tally Site Thursday. I'm not sure if it's going to continue, But I thought for today it was a good fun theme. What I'm going to do, instead of just rambling and rambling and rambling about every single college basketball game like I do, I'm going to ramble and ramble and ramble about every single college basketball, but from the perspective of me picking my card on Tally site against other competitors, against guys like Xander Biesinger from College Sports Network, from Wes Brown to Studo Times, Alec Boos, Orange and Blue News, Ken Palm, the Ken Pomeroy, is on Tally site, and I have to pick college basketball games against him. Ken Palm. Nathan Wilson. The College Sports Network is, they're huge on here. Cameron Pritchard from The Lead. You know, Big Cat from Barstool Sports, if that's your guy. So many professionals on here. ESPN, CBS Sports, The Action Network. Frostbite Sports Podcast. They're over there kicking butt on the hockey side. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through my Tally site card. I made 45 picks last night. I'm going to run through those. I'm just going to keep it Tally site today. You know, they're our affiliate, and we want to grow with them. Most importantly, we want our affiliates to grow. And for those of you who aren't familiar, Tally site is for media. You know, it's for analysts. And what we do on Tally site is just a pool. It's a collection of media, analysts, talent, sharp minds. And we have to pick games, right? And then you get weekly rankings, you get yearly rankings. You know, I think you might have heard me say it about college basketball or college football. I finished top, I think I was 13th out of almost 400. It was like 360 something. And all of college football this season, number one Coastal Carolina picker, though. That's going to go on my resume. Number one Chanticleers picker. So that's the, you know, not elongated description of what goes on Tally site. You know, if I could share my screen with y'all right now, that'd be cool. But, you know, you've seen me post some stuff on Twitter here and there. Whatever. Having a rough week in the NBA this week on Tally site. This week, I'm 35th out of 37th. There's what they call a risk index. So that way, you know, people that are just chalking, you know, they get less points. My risk index is 67.3. Right now, the average for NBA in this week is 64.1. As you know, I don't like chalk. Unless it's pastels around Easter time. Or in the driveway with my children. I do like those. College basketball. I believe I was top 25 before I went to bed last night. It's been a... been a challenging last couple weeks for me. Wager pass plays, honestly. College basketball plays. It's just, I've been having to work hard to get some winners lately. You know, there's those easy winners. You know, it seems like my losers, too, have been, like, really big. You know, I'll take a four-point favorite and they lose by 25. That kind of thing. So, you know, I'm trying not to get down, but, you know, it is a confidence slap. I will tell y'all, and I'll be transparent, you know, when I'm in fade mode. I'm not in complete fade mode right now, but I don't think you can take every single play that I hand out and go play them, you know. Don't think you'll hear a lot of analysts say that. But we're here to help your profits and your pocketbook and what you want to do as far as becoming a better, increase in IQ, all that good stuff. And a part of that IQ is just laying off people that you like to follow normally sometimes. I mean, you got to sometimes. So that's why we got Vince on the team, Mr. VM Center. Y'all were on the show yesterday. You heard him give out the Wizards money line underdog of the day against the Nuggets. He got to get in the broom closet and get his favorite home sweeper out. That's right. He went 3-0 yesterday. Troy went 3-0 the night before in NBA. So, like I said, 33 cents a day. And you got access to us. I've had a couple sweeps in my time at Wager Pass too. I play a lot of high volume. It's hard for me to sweep. I'm not trying to make excuses, but I usually submit like 5 to 7 plays per wager pass day. You know, I'm a high volume player, which is probably why I don't sweep a lot. Come to think of it, I've done it. Not saying I haven't, and I'll do it again. But nonetheless, 33 cents a day. That is significantly less than your 7-Eleven coffee every morning. Way more significantly less than your fancy foo-foo Starbucks coffee a day. You can get some stuff for 33 cents nowadays. I'm a huge fan of Now and Laters. They just have a new strawberry kiwi flavor that came out. You can get those 5-packs of Wrigley gum, you know, your double mint, juicy fruit, winter fresh, little slender ones. Get those for 33 cents. I don't think you can even get a stamp for 33 cents now. Man, look at me sounding like a boomer. I am pushing 30. And I use stamps pretty frequently. I sell Pokemon cards on eBay. I don't know, side fact about your host. So yeah, if you ever want Pokemon cards, need Pokemon cards, you're a collector, you're a player, and you are looking for something, hit me up at DALE007. I got a lot of different stuff. I build decks. I got full arts. I got secret rares, ultra rares, commons, uncommons, bulk. Hey, it just turned 25 years old, Pokemon, that is. It's crazy. Market is up. And I'm still a child. All right. Nonetheless, I said today was going to be about tally site and college basketball, not Pokemon and Oklahoma and your host. You don't want to know everything about me. So now that we're familiar with tally site and kind of what they do, and, you know, shout out to Mike Valvaterra. He's our liaison with, you know, he's HoopBall's liaison directly with tally site. Works right under the CEO there. We've been taking good care of us, making sure that we get exposure, making sure that our pros are set up. So yeah, without further ado, let me run through my tally card, my tally site card. I mean, tally card, I mean, that could work. And what we're gonna do, we're gonna pick these games as I go through them. I'm gonna also talk about the ones that I've already made picks on. And we are gonna have some fun. Because we've got some plays. We got some plays. So, I am gonna enjoy this one. You know, I like these tally sites. Tally site plays, you know? It makes it fun. It sheds light on a great affiliate. It also is a great way for me to just, you know, whenever I'm coming up with my card and my plays, then I'm looking at tally site first, because I want to make sure I get my picks locked in. But also, it gives me a good different scope on it, because I'm seeing what other professionals are picking too. It'll tell me, you know, 100% of the bets are on this side. It gives me a different kind of value. There aren't any odds on tally site. It's just, you know, pick, you know, straight up, total, spread. And a lot of me derives value off of odds. So it took a little while for me to adjust to Tallysite, but now that I have, this week I'm currently 29th out of 82 risk index. I'm a little low on college basketball. I've been trying to take it a little easier on college basketball. 58.9 risk index for this week is 65.5. So below average there, but top 30 out of 82. Top 10 is always my goal. I was second or third a week ago, last week, I believe it was. So top five finish ain't anything to ever be mad about. So without further ado, let me just go ahead and run through all these games. How's that sound? And these aren't going to be in the normal time order, you know, as I usually do for college basketball for organizational sake. But tell you what, I'll just run through my picks. I guess I got 45 of them. There's multiple games where I got multiple picks in, so it's not going to be 45 different games that we're talking about. And then I'll fill in the gap a little bit. You know, I'll throw out some other stuff that I'm excited for. So, all right. Let's start with Houston and Wichita State. Really good American Athletic Conference matchup. Ranked Houston going on the road. Wichita State's been playing good this year. It's really weird, you know, with the Greg Marshall stuff. But they are playing well. And they've played good against this Houston team earlier in the year. So I like Wichita State at home, plus 8, the under of 137. I think Houston's defense is just going to come out and play. Wichita State's going to have to match that. I think they can. But ultimately, I think that they could struggle offensively. I think they could disrupt what Houston does a little bit. I don't think there's going to be as much running and gunning as there usually is in these Houston games. So I think the composure of Wichita State's going to be there. And they're going to have to keep the game a little bit close for this under to hit. But within 8 points, you know. Tennessee Tech, Tennessee State, two terrible teams. So what I'm doing is I'm rolling with the points. Tennessee Tech plus 3.5 on the road. Over 137. Ohio Valley Conference is an over league regardless. I don't care what anyone says. They play a lot of overs. These two teams are terrible. Now you can look at it a couple ways. Their teams are so terrible that they won't be able to score the ball. I tend to be more optimistic, and I look and say, these teams are terrible. They won't play any defense. So whenever I've got two terrible teams, I usually just roll with the points anyway. So plus 3.5 for Tennessee Tech. Would not be shocked if they won. Cal, Washington State. I know this line's getting a lot of movement, so if you like Cal in this spot, I would go ahead and take them at the key number of plus 3. I think it's down and then 2.5 in some spots. It was 3.5. Washington State, they just lost to Washington in that rivalry game in the Apple Cup. Oh, that's what they call the football rivalry. I'm not sure if it transfers to basketball. But, yeah, Cal, they got that defense. Washington State is inefficient. They're very inefficient. I mean, they don't – and inconsistent, very inconsistent too. So, Texas Tech, TCU, this is one of those Texas games, so it may, you know, keep an eye on this one for the weather. But Texas Tech to win straight up, in my opinion, under 136. Chris Beard, we know how he is with that defense. Jamie Dixon, same thing. Coaching philosophies, play defense first, score second. Thing is, Texas Tech cannot scorch from behind the line like they have been lately. They've converted a ton of and ones. They've hit a bunch of threes. That offense is playing so efficient right now. Where I'm hanging my hat on this under is that TCU gets pretty much shellacked. They don't score a lot of points. They hit under their team total, and then therefore they help fuel the under. They just got to stop Texas Tech a little bit. Texas, OU, this game's been moved and postponed a couple times. I think it's actually I think this one's been temporarily canceled. So let's hold off on the Texas OU talk. I know I talked about it with Mr. Warner, Josh Warner, the other day when he was on the show. And it was fun. It was really great. It was just a little for naught because, well, I don't know if the game's actually happening today. I'll confirm. I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, I don't. Said it was supposed to be at noon today, which that's. No. Yeah, got postponed again. Gardner-Webb actually just beat Radford by like 15. They were an underdog in the first game of the back-to-back. Look for Radford to bounce back. Campbell, Hampton. Campbell Camels. Here they are again. You know, real small spread on this game. I went ahead and just picked an outright winner. Campbell, I think, was getting some points on the road. I think Tally Sight had him getting two. Went ahead and just went with Campbell, straight up picking a winner. Again, like I said, there's no odds. There's no, like, money line thing on Tally Site. So whenever I do these straight-up winners, it's for me to simply try to help my win percentage. But also, like, there is a risk index involved in it, you know. If I see 100% of people on Hampton and I think Campbell actually can cover the small spread of, you know, like, two, I'm going to go ahead and just say, F it. And hit Campbell to win because I think they can, but also because if I win, you know, it's like DFS. You know, I had that one play that kind of, you know, wasn't heavily owned, you know? So with that being said, we'll move on. Longwood, Charleston Southern, Longwood all day. I like Longwood to cover the spread also. They're going on the road. Charleston Southern, not that great. So, yeah. Illinois State, Bradley. This line dropped from 6. Illinois State plus 6, plus 6.5. Is that 1.5? Like 2 now? Check the major news and the injuries and whatnot, but I don't think there was anything too crazy that happened. Lots of just line movement. So I'm on Bradley, and then Bradley minus 1.5. You know, if it started at 6, 6.5, Vegas obviously thought that they could win by that much for a reason. This is a big jump, big jump. Iowa, Wisconsin. Guess who was picked a lot on Tally Site? Only 27% of analysts are picking Wisconsin on Tally Site. Guess who's a part of that 27%? That's right. Me. Wisconsin win outright. Wisconsin plus 1.5 are my Tally Site plays. Big Ten home teams starting to play a lot better. Here we go. Got some more Ohio Valley Conference action. I got a what they call a trifecta on Tally Site going on this one where I pick every angle, you know, winner, spread, total. If you hit trifectas at a high rate on Tally Site, they shout you out on Twitter. So it's you know, it behooves me to go ahead and throw some of these trifectas out there, especially if I feel all right about it. Belmont, Jacksonville State. Belmont's win outright. Jacksonville State getting the 12.5 under 149. It'll be a fun game. I'm looking forward to it. Arizona, UCLA. A lot of people loving UCLA at home. Arizona playing a lot more loose now that they have a postseason ban. I like Arizona to win outright. They're also getting 1.5 points. I took that on the spread as well. Winthrop over High Point. Winthrop straight up. Austin Peay. Man. If you're in the Discord servers, you know that we love Austin Peay. We talk about him a lot. We haven't as much lately because they've been faltering a ton. They just lost a game the other day where they were up a crap ton. They were down a crap ton. They came back. They were up a crap ton. They ended up losing by 1. So that was really, 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 really odd. It was just a weird game. And, you know, for Austin Peay to do that, it just kind of – turn me off of them a little bit. So, Austin Peay over Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. Ohio State, Penn State. rivalry game. I like Ohio State to win and to win big. Ohio State on the money line. Ohio State minus 5.5. BYU Pacific. BYU on the road. BYU straight up. BYU minus 6.5. I like it. Their defense is just starting to play really well. Their offense is hitting a lot of shots. They're hard to stop right now. And Pacific, they're not a terrible, you know, team, but it's Gonzaga and it's BYU in this West Coast Conference. So Murray State, Eastern Illinois, give me Murray State straight up. I'm not a big fan of the big spread, but I did take them head to head. Utah, Oregon State, I'm picking the underdog Beavers. They were getting 2.5. I said, screw it. You know, it's less than a possession. Let's just roll with Oregon State at home. Utah is not really anything great this year. Oregon State, very inconsistent and streaky. So maybe this is a game where they decide to get right, you know, at home. Play well in Corvallis. Northern Arizona, going on the road at Weber State. I like Weber State straight up. Here we go. Sacramento State against Southern Utah. 13-win Southern Utah. I know you probably aren't too familiar with Southern Utah. They've recently made the jump from Division II. Only reason I'm familiar with this team is I used to travel for work, and I went down to Southern Utah to do some work. And my hotel had a local, you know, this, that. Well, I actually was in the town that Southern Utah was in. Southern Utah and Dixie State. Dixie State, you'll probably see within the next year or two. They're starting to play a lot more D1 ball. Pretty decent program. They were a really, really good Division II powerhouse. Dixie State was. Southern Utah, 13 wins. So the Valley down there in Utah and Nevada and New Mexico, all that, they're starting to put some teams up into Division I out of Division II. So Southern Utah and then Dixie State. I'm taking Southern Utah, and then I'm taking Southern Utah minus 5 on Tally Site today. Rutgers, Michigan. Michigan to win, Rutgers plus 10. St. Mary's and Gonzaga. Give me the Zags. I know it's chalk. I'm not touching the spread, but I'll pick the game straight up, the winner. And obviously this game would have like a – I think Gonzaga is probably like a – I'm going to guess. I don't have it in front of me. And I'll get it in front of me so that way I know if I was wrong or right. If I had to guess, at a 20-point spread, 21, I think, is what it might be now. No, it's 20. I'm going to say Gonzaga's money line is somewhere around 900. Minus 2,500. I was way off. I guess I respect St. Mary's a little more. Obviously, I'm not telling you go place a bet at those odds on the Gonzaga money line. Like I said at the top of the show, this is a Tally Site Thursday show. So these are my picks, you know, not my plays. There's difference between picks and plays. Just so you know. Gonzaga straight up. South Dakota, Santa Clara. I like Santa Clara straight up. They showed a gutsy performance in their last game, coming back from 10 down with, I think, like 6 minutes left. Santa Clara. Montana. Eastern Washington. I'm going to take Eastern Washington straight up, and then like over 145. Seems like every time I see an Eastern Washington score, it's going over. San Diego State. Fresno State. San Diego State straight up. Fresno State plus the 14. Stanford, Washington, same thing. Give me Stanford straight up. Washington plus 10.5. Washington's been covering. They flipped from playing defense to absolutely no defense, but their offense has actually been capable the last couple games. Two more on the tally site end of it. Switch over to NBA, give out my brief tally site NBA plays. Then I'll just kind of wrap it all together with some general college basketball thoughts. I'll touch on some other games, make sure my other plays are in here. And we'll just talk more a little bit about some college basketball. Colorado, Oregon. Oregon has never beaten Colorado on their home court. On Oregon's home court, they've never beaten the road visiting Buffalo's team at home since Colorado's joined the Pac-12. Lots of love coming in on Oregon. Colorado handily beat them earlier this year. Colorado straight up, Colorado plus 3.5. It opened as a pick. There's just something about this matchup. Dana Altman's style of play. I just think this is the Colorado, the way they play. I think it might be the kryptonite of Dana Altman's teams. Last one. Eastern Kentucky, University of Tennessee Martin, the Skyhawks. Give me Eastern Kentucky, straight up. Now, as my browser loads here, as we go over to the NBA, let me remind you about those promo codes I talked about at the beginning of the show. What's the beginning of the half? Beginning of the show. Manscaped, my bookie. Hoopball20 for Manscaped. Hoopball for mybookie.ag. Do not forget those. Also, folks, if you're listening right now, keep the show going. Hop over to Twitter. If you're not already following me, do that, please, at DALE007. Then go to @HoopballGaming. Follow that page. Then go to @HoopballTweets. Follow that page. Then you've got to go to hoop-ball.com. At least check it out. Just scroll up, scroll down, thumb around, check it out. Just look at it. Sign up for the newsletter. It's free fantasy basketball content. Aaron Bruschi hand types like 1,500 to 2,000 words each month for a newsletter. It's called the Bruce Letter. Insight, in-depth analysis about pretty much every single team in the NBA, where they sit as far as what they can offer you with fantasy value. Risers, fallers, people to look at for the rest of the year, ROS scheduling, all that stuff for free in an email sent straight to you. We don't blast you with all of these other promo emails and send you all this, that, and this. It's literally the Bruce Letter. If you want the Bruce Letter, you come over to hoop-ball.com, you sign up, and you get a newsletter. Then you can hop in the community, the forums, the free chat, the just discussion. We have so many different topics. We have team-specific coverage. So if you just want some Boston Celtics news, we got that. If you just want some Dallas Mavericks news, we got that. We got a podcast for that. We got a community for that. I'm telling you, you're going to find what you want over at hoop-ball.com. Then, the mother of them all, 5-star reviews. Let's get some of those in. I'd like to see 2 more come in from this episode alone in my following tweet. Here's the thing. The more 5-star reviews we get, the more we pop up on the search bar, on Spotify, on Apple Music, over on iHeartRadio and Stitcher, whichever platform you use. You can always just, you know, listen to the podcast at hoop-ball.com also. But I'm a Spotify guy. I don't like the fact that I can't leave reviews on Spotify on podcasts. I think that's an option they should add. But you can follow us on Spotify. You can follow the show. That helps us pop up. Again, 5-star reviews. I don't want a blank 5-star review. You know, let us know what we do well. It can be a 5-star review with constructive criticism still. If you leave a 1-star review, you better tell us why. as Vince and I say. Seriously, if you're going to take the time out of your day to go leave a one-star review on this show, I ain't even going to be mad at you. But you got to tell me why. Tell me what I can fix. Tell us what we can do. If it's because we just stink and our picks lose, I can't be mad at you then. So, I mean, but I don't think that's the case. Seeing as Vince went 3-0 yesterday. I had a 0-1-1 day on my wager pass plays. Had a push. It's always a weird feeling. It's like, well, at least I didn't lose. But I didn't win. All right, real quick, NBA on tally site. This is what I'm thinking. I'm picking Sacramento straight up against the Heat. I'm also taking over 223.5. That's it. See what I did there? That was really brief. This NBA card for today is not very big. Not a lot going on. Let me update the tally site stuff and look across the board again. There were some lines that weren't in last night, so maybe we'll make some plays right now, right here. Together. All right, Toronto, Milwaukee. Milwaukee's been in a major funk lately. They lost 4 in a row. First time in the Budenholzer era. Not tonight. I think they beat Toronto. I'm just laying the, you know, straight up pick on them. -6. No, thank you. Over under 235. What is going on with these Milwaukee totals? I guess they stopped playing defense. But every freaking Milwaukee game has been at 230. I guess when they score 130. I guess. Nets, Lakers. All right, so for just so y'all can see where I'm going with this. I don't want you to think that this is my all right, so my tally site value is different than my actual plays value, my gambling value. But it gives me perspective. Brooklyn getting 60% of the straight up bets right now. Lakers 40%. Brooklyn +2.5, only 33% of the bets on the spread. But the Lakers are getting 67% of the picks on the spread at -2.5. Over under 237.5. Brooklyn plays zero defense, but the Lakers actually do play defense. But without Anthony Davis, I think this is a team that's going to start giving up a lot more points. Over 237.5. God, I hate these high NBA totals now. Can we go back to early 2000s basketball? Can we go back to Zebo ball? Can we go back to the Rodman era, please? Hakeem, Ewing. Jeez. 237.5 as a total featuring two of your top teams in the NBA. Defense optional. It's kind of irritating. I'm a borderline boomer. Holy crap. I sound like one. Back in the old day, I used to play defense in the NBA. Lakers. I'm going to pick them straight up. It was 40% of the bets are on them. Picks, I'm sorry. 40%, you know, that's kind of me fading the other percentage of the field. Helps me get my risk index a little higher. If it hits, my betting IQ goes up. Just trying to separate myself from the pack. I'm almost top 20. I want to be top 10 this week, so I need to make some, you know, gutsy plays. Lakers, straight up. All right, so we added Milwaukee. We added the Lakers. That was about it. These totals are driving me crazy. Driving me crazy. Now, I'm going to pop over to Action Network, look at all the stuff that I'm tracking, all the stuff I put together for my scratch track of a card last night. give some opinions on some other games in college basketball that maybe I didn't talk about. All right. USCU, University of South Carolina, upstate against Presbyterian. USCU plus 2. This is 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. You know, I've had a hard time figuring this Presbyterian team out. I'm going to go ahead and pass on this one. Gardner Webb, Radford, talked about this one on the Tally Site Plays. I don't have a bet on it, but I do like Radford to win outright. They're minus 3.5 point home favorite. So there's not going to be a ton of value on the money line. You know, there could be, depending on what you want to spend. But we'll double check. We'll see what books have what. I mean, it might be less than minus 200. Minus 170. It's pretty chalky. Pretty chalky. But, you know, Radford at home coming off that loss in the first leg of the back-to-back. You know, I don't play a lot of parlays, but we hit that Maction parlay the other day, three-leg parlay. I would maybe say throw Radford into a parlay. We'll maybe find some other value, find some other stuff somewhere. Vermont, UMBC. This is going to be a really great game. UMBC is up to -4. Vermont's up to -4. They're on the road. It opened at -1. UMBC +4 at home. That's getting a shade of -105. Over under 134.5. I could see the total going over following that steam movement. But otherwise, this is a great game. 6 o'clock, ESPNU. UMBC, if you recall, 3 years ago, they were the 16 seed, knocking Virginia off as a 1 seed. Then Vermont last year should have been in the NCAA tournament. They had 25 wins. They rolled. So these two teams are fighting for the bid from their league. And I want to say they're in the Colonial. That may not be right. Colonial. I think that's it. Let's ask the Google machine. America East Conference. I knew it was something like, you know, the Eastern, Colonial, something like that. I was close. Nonetheless, that's a game I'll probably be viewing in on at 6 p.m. Checking in on it. It's getting a lot of action. 907 bets compared to 1,200 bets for Iowa-Wisconsin. Wow. Look at this. Holy crap. I just looked at the betting lines. Iowa-Wisconsin, the lines flipped. Wisconsin's -1.5 now. They were +1.5. That's what I gave out on the tally site section of the show. So I love that Wisconsin straight up pick even more. Wow. Look at that. Wisconsin tonight. Let's get some whiskey in our system. 6 p.m. ESPN. Glad I got them as an underdog. William and Mary, Elon. Elon at home, -2.5, 136.5 is the total. William & Mary, the tribe. I'm not going to lie and say I know a lot about this school. I actually don't know a lot about these two teams. This is a very close spread. It's come up from 1.5. Even shade all the way around, all across the board. Not a game I'm looking to play. Sam Houston State, Lamar. I'm laying off Lamar games. I think I'm 0-2, 0-3 this year on Lamar. Sam Houston State, 16 wins. They could just roll this game. They're 8.5 point favorites on the road. Even shade all the way around. Tight line, even line, small school line. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if Sam Houston State won by 20, but I wouldn't be shocked if Lamar covered or surprisingly won. They're only 4-15 on the year. They're due for another win soon. Already talked about it, but Jacksonville State, Belmont, I like the under. You can get it at under 149.5. Jacksonville State plus 12.5 is what I had on Tally site. So that's what I'm going to go ahead and put in right now for my play. Jacksonville State plus 12.5, which is a bold move with how good Belmont's been. 22-1, Belmont. They're good. That Ohio Valley. I'm sorry for them. SIU Edwardsville, Austin Peay, we already talked about. I don't have any bets or plays on them. I did have the Peay straight up pick for Tally site. Eastern Illinois, Murray State. I picked Murray State straight up. We talked about Utah and Oregon State. Let me go in. Man, I didn't lock this one in. Plus 110 money line on Oregon State. Yes, please. Plus 2 on the spread. I think they went outright, though. I really like that. St. Mary's Gonzaga. That was more of a Tally site approach. Arizona, UCLA, UCLA. You know, here's what I'm looking at. Arizona's playing so loose. They're playing so loose. Because of that postseason ban. UCLA at home, I believe they're undefeated. We'll find out very quickly. 9-0. Hey. Things got to balance out eventually.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
But that's what I told myself, betting on Minnesota going on the road, and they don't have a road win yet this year either. That was a one-time thing. So let's try it out with this guy. Arizona plus 110 money line. The dog. The spread's under 3 points, it's at a key number of 2, so just a bucket. If the spread's that close, I might as well just take the underdog. Vince had some success with his underdog plays yesterday, so I'm going to try to do some today. Winthrop, High Point. Winthrop minus 9.5 looks enticing. This High Point defense, though, you just never know. They just turn it on from time to time. So let me lay off that one as far as a play. I did have the pick of Winthrop straight up. Santa Clara minus 6.5. This was a tally site pick again. Eastern Kentucky, UT Martin. Remember, I just picked Eastern Kentucky straight up. Loyola Marymount, San Francisco. Over under 135.5. It's come down 2 points from 137. Even shade all the way around. Minus 5.5-point favorites, the Dons are at home. You know, random shout out here. Yeah, I'm going to shout out Bill Russell because he listens to the podcast. That'd be really cool. But, you know, for those of you that don't remember or aren't as big of a basketball historian that I am, Bill Russell attended San Francisco University, won back-to-back championships with them. He was also the first black player drafted, Mr. Red Auerbach. Rewatching the Best of Enemies documentary with the Celtics Lakers for the second time, third time for me, first time for my little brother. But he's learning a lot about Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, but he's also learning a lot about Cedric Maxwell and Casey Jones and Kareem and Michael Cooper and Pat Riley and Bill Fitz, Casey Jones, rest in peace, recently. You know, side tangent, sorry. If you haven't watched that documentary and you call yourself a basketball fan, you're not a basketball fan. I can't say that. Maybe you just don't have access to ESPN Plus. That was real shitty of me to say. So I'm sorry, I take it back. If you haven't seen the documentary and you really want to, and you don't have ESPN Plus, and you're a premium subscriber, you've got to be a premium subscriber, let me know. I'll get you my ESPN Plus information so you can watch this documentary. It'll be a one-time use thing. I'm not just going to let you go and stream everything on my ESPN Plus because I've got to watch everything. But if you are a premium subscriber, B, do not have access to ESPN Plus, and C, have not seen the Best of Enemies documentary, it's a 3-part documentary about the Boston Celtics and the Lakers rivalry and their franchises in general, let me know. At DALE007 on Twitter, DM me. But if you're a premium subscriber, you can hit me up in Discord, obviously. I will let you have my ESPN Plus login to watch that documentary. I love basketball that much. I think everyone should enjoy and study the game, the history, the bones, and where we came from. I've got chills thinking about the documentary. I don't want to go to work after this. I just want to watch the documentary again. So there. Reach out to me. Reach out and touch me. Sorry, a little Depeche Mode. We talked about Tennessee State, Tennessee Tech, Northern Arizona, Weber State, Rutgers, Michigan. Rutgers plus 10. It's what I like. It's down to plus 9 now. I like seeing movement in favor of me. Makes me feel like a smart guy here and there. Oh, shit. Speaking of smart guy, Throwback Thursday. Who remembers that show? I know I said it was Tally Site Thursday, but we're getting off on all sorts of tangents today. Pokemon, Oklahoma, ESPN Plus, Depeche Mode. Yeah. This show's a mess today, y'all. I'm sorry. I bet y'all enjoy it, though. I feel like y'all enjoy the shows that I do. I get lots of love from y'all, and I appreciate it. Idaho still winless, not betting that game. On the road against Portland State, no thank you. Cal, Washington State, Cal's down to 2.5. It opened at 3.5. Give me my 3. like I said, as part of Tally Sites picks. I'm actually betting that one too. I like it. Washington, Stanford. I made a play or a pick, I'm sorry, on the Washington side, but the actual betting value just isn't there as far as the spread numbers. It's at 9.5 now. I want that double digit number. It makes me feel a little bit better. San Diego State ranked now. We already talked about the San Diego State, Fresno State game, but I think it's worth mentioning that Fresno State has been playing terribly lately. Got blown out by 16 against Utah State. They did pick up 2 wins against Air Force. So maybe this is a spot to back them. You know, I said I was in Tally Site. So let me just go ahead and get my 13.5 on my Action Network here. Colorado, Oregon, here comes another dog for me. Give me Colorado plus 140. The Ducks are making a push for the Pac-12 title. Sure, like I said, Oregon's never defended their home court successfully against Colorado. And I know I say it all the time, you know, all things balance out. It's supposed to balance out, la, la, la. But I think this is just purely a matchup standpoint and just purely a, you know, X's and O's matchup that the Colorado team just does exceptionally well against Oregon. It's a system thing, you know. So that does it for the NBA. I'm sorry, the NCAA. Then, man, you know what? As far as NBA bets today, there's only 3 games. NBA bets, I'm not going to have any NBA plays today. I've got those picks on Tally Site, but not plays. Hard for me to find anything in today's games. See, that was fun, right? That was enjoyable. Got a little different dynamic on how I pick my games. I usually start with Tally Site first. And then I go and I compare it to the betting market. You know, I use that analyst insight on Tally Site. It tells me, you know, the percentage and who's picking what. You know, people submit their game write-ups on Tally Site, so I cheat and I use my opponent's notes sometimes. It's a community. It's a family. It's an industry. It wouldn't be an industry if you didn't draw inspiration from some person or organization or tool, you know? We're all about transparency here at Hootball. I mean, the way I look at it, we're building something. And we want that something to be built the way we want it to be built. And then whenever it's built, it's going to house the people and the family and the community that we want in there based off how we built it, not off of a judgmental selective process. That's not it. How we construct ourselves with transparency, humbleness and modesty, hard work, you know, that's going to draw those kinds of people. So that's why we're about transparency here, because we know we're building something. And we want to be honest. You know, this college basketball season, kicking my gonads, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've got a pretty successful, you know, I'm right around 500. Even, you know, I might be a unit down on the way. We need to update the records, but on Wager Pass, you know. But, like, college basketball is kicking my butt this year. Outside of the Wager Pass picks, you know, I'm having to fight and claw on Tally Site to crack top 30. my action network, you know, I'm in the red. Last 7 days, I'm down to 41%. Last 7 days, I'm down 23 units. Last month, yeah, I don't even want to say this, but I'm gonna. Last month, I'm down 56 units on every play that I put in on Action Network. But when I'm hot, I am hot. I've spent a good portion of time up around 60% in a lot of different sports. But it's just what it is. It ebbs and flows. And I'm trying to not take it as personal anymore. You know, I'm still pretty much in my infancy as a handicapper, as a podcaster, as a writer, as a columnist. And I was getting so bent out of shape in the beginning of my handicapping here with handicapping Hoopball Gaming. Then I realized, you know, you're not going to pick them all right. As long as I'm not hitting 30%, as long as I'm not hitting, you know, 40%, it's going to flow back up. Ebb and flow. No. Going to experience the highest of the highs and lows of lows. You know, my personal lowest of lows was recent, right around Christmas time. Get real personal with y'all. I had negative $900 weeks. I could not hit a single bet. Nothing. Teasers, two-leg parlays, straight up picks on minus 250 chalk underdogs or overdogs, spreads, totals, college football, NBA, college basketball. It was a mess. I thought about hanging it up. And I know that's so drama queen, hyperbolistic of me. But my confidence was sapped and gone. Then I realized I'm a new handicapper. I'm still in my infancy. I don't even have 700 followers on Twitter. There's people out there with tens and 20s and 30s of thousands of followers that do worse than I do. So, some rules from yours truly, DALE007 on Twitter, Devin Ellington in real life. Don't take it personal. It ebbs and it flows. Find conviction. Win off of value. And five, share the love. Share positive energies, positive vibes. When you're rooting for other people, I'm not saying you do this, you know, expecting something back, but if you genuinely, and that may be in life too, I'm not a life coach, but this is genuinely how I try to approach things. When you're calm and passive and docile and easygoing and you care that everyone around you is experiencing positive vibes and positive energies, there's a certain vibration that comes from it. There's something that comes back. You know, it's kind of like a wavelength connecting you. So, with that being said, that is how I am approaching this now. I've had a half metamorphosis here as a handicapper. I'm learning every day. I'm glad I'm not in that personal rut I was in a couple months ago. And I'm glad that I still enjoy doing this stuff for y'all. This, you know, podcast is free. And I like it. So, this is the industry I want to be in. This is essentially an apprenticeship. I'm not going to try to sell you on the goods. I am this clout-filled, magnificent, professional handicapper. Hell no. We're human. I'm starting off. I'm a small dog, which is why you see so much effort and so much work and grind from me. The people I get on the shows, the interactions. You know, I treat every show as like an interview. I love this industry. I want it to be normalized. It should have been a long time ago. It shouldn't have the scarlet letter it does on it. It's sports and it's numbers and it's people's money who are doing what they want with it. And it's all, that's all it is. That's all it is. You're actually taking your knowledge, your faith, and your finances, and you're rolling it all into one, and you're hoping for the best results. To me, that's less degenerate than robotically putting coins into a slot and hitting a button for 7 hours in a row. That is degeneratism. Not taking something that you have a huge passion on, like sports, finding an angle on a game featuring two different teams that you have no tie to, and finding an angle to turn a dollar into a dollar 70. That should not be scarlet lettered at all. And that's my goal as a new person in this industry. I would love to be a liaison. I would love for one day my title to be sports betting market analyst / liaison. Like, I am going to make that title for myself one day. Like an ambassador, like we have in other countries, you know? So, holy tangent. Sorry, y'all. I was done talking about the games, and I got to do that last little soliloquy at the end of the show. So there it is. Lots of tangents today. Lots of basketball. More of maybe a pop culture show, more than normal, with a bunch of references. You know, talk about Depeche Mode a little bit here. Don't forget the ESPN Plus offer. I'm serious. Dead serious. Dead serious. I love the game of basketball so much that I will give a premium subscriber my ESPN Plus login so they can watch two documentaries, actually. The Requiem of the Big East and The Best of Enemies. So that's what you'll have to watch if you get my ESPN Plus information. Got to be a premium subscriber, though. Got to. So, well, today's show, obviously brought to you in part by Manscaped, my bookie. But also, again, I want to shed so much more light and thanks on TallySight being an affiliate of ours. Today was TallySight Thursday. Ran through my TallySight card so y'all could kind of see a different side of the mental breakdown. Or mental breakdown. Sounds like I'm about to Britney Spears in 06. mental, what was it? Thought process breakdown. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not going crazy. I'm not shaving my head. And I'm not going to stab a car with an umbrella. I promise. Maybe I stab a car with an umbrella, but I'm damn sure not shaving my head. I love my locks. Okay, at that rate, at this note, it's probably time we wrap this up. I'm just having too much fun now at this point. Hooballers, you know how it goes. Use those promo codes. Make sure to follow us. Let's get those 5-star reviews, please. If you leave a 1-star review, we're not going to bash you, I promise. But we do want to know why you left us a 1-star review. What can we do better? We don't want to keep getting 1-star reviews. We don't want to keep getting 2-, 3-, 4-star reviews. Tell us what we can do to do better. Constructive criticism. Hoop-ball.com. Got to go over there. Remember, Bruce Letter. Sign up for it. Free basketball knowledge to help win your fantasy leagues. Free. Emailed right to you. Again, I'm at DALE007 on Twitter. at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter, at Hoopball Tweets. Promo codes, follows, 5-star reviews. Hitting it hard today, y'all. My apologies. But as always, I'm sending you my good vibes, and all of my good energies. Y'all go win some tickets today. Place some tickets, win some tickets. Don't forget to get into the premium so you can take advantage of my ESPN Plus as well as our soccer professional. We got some new insight in the Discord. I'm tailing the Cantlay pick over Wawrinka. So that's it. That's the show. Y'all listened this long. Do us a favor, let us know that those, or let those sponsors know that we sent you. Make sure to do that. All right, I'm getting out of here. We are going to have a great day. And I look forward to the next one, y'all. Y'all take care and be safe out there. Stay warm. Peace.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.